Very excited to have Brad Boies join the show now on Brady and Walker. It's great to have you on. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How you guys doing?
Really good, really good. It's good to have you. You know, the weird thing is you probably have had a lot of people say congratulations, but we don't congratulate, you know, Tyler Bozak or Joffrey Lupul. When you signed the PTO, you said probably this is what I expect out of myself, is to contribute and make this team and be impactful, and you're going to get to do that.
Yeah, no, for sure. There was just that little bit of uncertainty. So now having that contract definitely makes things more official. But no, it feels good. I'm happy about it. I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to it. It's nice to stay home.
It is funny, and you've been asked a lot about this in the last week, I'm sure, and we'll ask you as well, but it's 15 years ago that you're drafted by the Toronto Maple Leafs in the first round. Now you're 33. Did you ever think you'd be full circle at the, you know, the latter stages of your career? We can say that, but playing for the Maple Leafs?
I didn't think it would. The way things are going, I was enjoying it in Florida, and I was thinking, you know, things would go well there and stick around there. Obviously, it didn't work, and actually kind of worked out for the better. I now have a chance to play for the Leafs, which is something that I've gone back and forth in my mind if I'll either do or if I want to. And now I'm in this position, I'm real excited. So it's a big deal. It's for myself and for my friends, my family, everyone that's around you.
When you say you go back and forth, like what are, from your perspective, and everybody's different, but what are the pros and what are the challenges to being in a market like this at this time?
Well, the negatives, obviously, which could be positive too, is just living in a bit of a fishbowl environment that you're scrutinized a lot. There's a lot of attention, constant talk about it. Versus coming from a place like Roswell, Florida, or even the island, St. Louis, a lot of those other cities aren't quite the same as Toronto. So those are the things that guys can be nervous about, how to handle it. I think it's better now that I'm older, and I think I'm more mature than I was when I was pretty sure I am when I was 23, 24. And it's easier to do that, but at the same time, there's still that unknown. And that's something that got to be able to handle it properly to feel comfortable and play in that environment. So that's kind of the negative stuff. But the positives is it's such – the attention is huge, and everyone is always talking about the Leafs, and the attention is just massive. And growing up in this area, in this environment, I lived through it from a fan's perspective. And all my buddies are at least fans and friends and families. So it's been awesome. So to be able to actually play in front of them as on the team that everyone's a fan of is going to be exciting for myself.
Brad Boies, kind enough to join us, Brady and Walker. I used to call a lot of games in Erie, Pennsylvania. It's just like going back to Erie. You know, guys like you and Carlo Koliakovo and Corey Pett, you couldn't go to Target, you couldn't go to Burger King without people asking you, right? Am I right about this?
To a degree, yeah. A much, much smaller fishbowl. I was kind of, you were like a goldfish in Erie. We're here. It's
a white shark, like a hammerhead shark of some variety. When the summer started, what were sort of the ups and downs and trajectory of seeing what was out there? There's lots of guys who are still very productive players, and two didn't make this team in Setoguchi and Glenn Cross, who weigh the pros and cons. They probably talk about Europe. They talk about different things. What was it like? And then this thing comes, and you're like, I think this may be the right one.
For sure. There was lots of talk of what's going on. The season ends, and I'm preparing to go back on the season in Florida. Things didn't work out, get bought out. A little surprised with that. Mm-hmm. So now got to switch mindset. Okay, who's available? Who needs a player like myself? Where is their space? And a few tires being kicked at free agency when it opened up. But other than that, nothing. And it was real quiet. So the whole time I'm going through the summer, I'm preparing as if I'm going to play. But there's lots of uncertainty. Do I want to go over to Europe to... what am I going to do? Do I wait around? Do I go to training camps? There's all those things that I got to think about, and I got to weigh. And this came about, and it was sort of a best-case scenario other than getting a contract, because I was able to stay at home. I looked at the direction that the Leafs are going in, the front office move that they made, and then I looked at not only did they have some interest, but where I could fit in and where I could help, and it sort of everything kind of worked out, and I was looking at it as this is an opportunity. It's not just somewhere to go and try to hope to make it where there wasn't really a chance. It was somewhat strategic to say, okay, there is an opportunity. There is somewhere I can help out and go there and stay home. It is obviously great.
Brad Boyes, our guest, four-time 20-goal scorer in the NHL. He has scored 33. He has scored 43. Tell our listeners what the process, too, is. This happens in our business where we call up people and we're like, please be on the show. And then sometimes you'll get people going, please have this person on the show. Was your agent, were your people calling teams after a certain date going, let's flip this around. We're letting you know we're interested in you as opposed to hearing from the team in the first place.
Yeah, after about a week or so, maybe even sooner, a free agency, you kind of get to that point. The teams start to, they've gone out, everyone's pushing for certain guys, they start filling some voids, and then everything slows down. So now you're sitting there without anything. Now you have to sell yourself to the teams. Mm-hmm. Now you can help out here, you can do this, that, and you get to start calling around, and now you got to start doing a lot more homework, where you fit in, what teams will work out, what teams wouldn't. And for me, too, I'm in a position that I was in a position that, you know, I wanted to make sure that it was a good fit for me. I just didn't want to go to play just to play. I wanted to make sure that I was going to a spot that I would get an opportunity and I'd enjoy it and have fun and somewhere that made sense. So you start, that's not every team.
Yeah,
you got to
kind
of figure out what teams are a good fit, because I've been in bad situations before and I don't want to go back into another one of those. So this was one that was kind of like that. And there was some mutual interest, and it kind of, like I said, it worked out, but it would have been a lot better for me if I had some security before this and I knew what I was getting into before, because I could go to training camp and then there could be another team that maybe has an injury and calls me, and I could, if it makes sense, get up and move my family and all that in the middle of training camp.
That's right.
Which is something that I didn't really want to do.
Yeah. Brad Boyes, our guest on Brady and Walker. One more quick one for me, and it's, I guess, your expectations. What did you know of Mike Babcock? What did you expect, and what did you see here in your couple weeks?
Expectations were, I wish I didn't know a lot about him. I knew playing against him a lot, played against Detroit a lot over the last couple of years. Played with Carlo Colaiacqua, who was in Detroit with him, so I spoke to him a little bit just to see his thoughts. And one thing that he would tell me was just how good a teacher that Babcock was, and a coach, and attention to details, and going to go over and make sure that we know what the system is and what he wants and what he expects without thinking about it. So that was something, and I've seen that. We're working on power play, telling you every day, we're working on our systems every day. Those are things that I think are imperative to not only being a good team, but a good player, because you don't have to think about it. If you do things over and over again as creatures of habits, then you don't think about this stuff, and you're able to play and take instinct, take over and things like that. So that's what Carlo kind of let me know about, and coming through this training camp, that's kind of what I've seen of Mike, and it's been great so far.